What's good, everybody? It's the Beachwood Podcast, episode 12. It's your boy Splitter. We got my boy Boomer here. You're not gonna make a noise? Got the boy Nephew here.
I need a noise, bro. I don't have a noise yet. What noise should I bring in?
Woo! Woo!
Yell LeBron the GOAT.
No. False.
Look, man, I got PTSD from that fucking argument y'all had, bro. I just saw a bunch of veins popping out of niggas' necks. So
especially B-Will. B-Will was on there, like, faithful. Like, out there just yelling, bro. And
yeah.
It is what it is, but
he's still biased. Go ahead.
Yeah. Biased. Y'all do anything interesting this week? Anything
damn thing, notable? Bro. Nope. Had a COVID test today. My eye's still watering from that shit. But other than that, no. Yeah, ate some Chick-fil-A today. Shout out Chick-fil-A. She was fire.
I had some, too. Shout out Boomer.
I just hooped a little bit last night, a little bit. See, for me, like, it's hard for me to hoop outside because I feel like I'm getting older, even though I'm the youngest in this area, you know, in this group here. But I feel like when I hoop outside, my knees just don't like that. I'm just used to a gym, bro, and I feel like growing up, I was always outside.
But isn't it weird how as soon as you step foot in the gym, it just feels natural? Like, yeah, it's just a whole another feel. Yeah. Like, I swear, in a gym, like, it's hard for me to miss. Outside, I brick like a motherfucker. But in the gym, I'm like, it just feels right.
Yeah. It's just natural, bro.
Speaking of gyms, what y'all think of the way they have the bubble? Like, it's hella weird. The courts look hella weird because, like, obviously the scrimmage game starts, and then, like, dudes are stepping out of bounds because they're so used to it being cluttered right there.
Yeah.
And they have all that space, so they think, I don't know if they just feel like they have room and they just always step out of bounds on their corner threes.
I think too, it's going to take some getting used to, but I think once, you know, they have what, you know, 4 to 5 scrimmage games.
Honestly, it's safer for them though. Cause like you have less risk of getting hurt. Cause there's not a bunch of bullshit. Like remember that time Paul George broke his leg? He had like,
so cameraman and shit under the rim.
He probably braced himself to not run into somebody, but this time he could just keep running through.
Yep. One thing I saw in the, cause I was watching the WNBA today, cause today was their first, day back, and the coaches opted to not have scouting cameras and stuff, so that way some of the families, so like Brittany Griner's like wife was there, and I think Candace Parker's daughter, and there was like hella family members like sitting in the stands. They were social distancing, but at least they had them there.
I thought they can't do that.
So they had them there, but they can't interact with the families, which was crazy though, because the main thing that was pointed out.
They can link up after.
I don't think they can.
Are they in a bubble too or no?
I don't think so. See, it was crazy because they literally said the teams took out the scouting cameras. So basically that whole area is for scouting and it's for filming and it's for shit like that. But they opted to take that out for the families. And I really don't think that the families can interact with the players before or after or during. I think it's just you're there to support and you leave. I could be wrong, but I mean that's what it sounded like to me.
I mean, look, I mean, there's social distancing rules, but we kick it every weekend. So I mean, it's like it's gonna be people's preference at the end of the day. But going back to what you're saying about the courts, do you think, like we talked about earlier, they're so used to like a bench or something being right there to know they're kind of where their boundaries at. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many people step out of bounds in the scrimmages.
Corner threes, that's why I'm
wondering when playoffs start, like those calls might be big if somebody steps out of bounds because they're not knowing where they're at. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I think, like Tyler said, I think after playing 6-7 games, they're gonna get used to that shit.
Yeah, especially because you have the scrimmages, then you still have a regular season for what, 8 games. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to the first round of the playoffs, second round. Like, by that time, I mean,
hopefully, they figure it out. Yeah, but, so, like, the teams that you've seen so far, I feel like what I've gained from this first week of these scrimmages is, like, it actually shows you which teams stayed ready and which teams' benches are actually deeper.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed. I'm surprised not, like, a lot of players that came in looking hella fat or nothing. Like, they all look good.
Yeah, they look in shape. A lot of the games, their first games, they look sloppy the first like couple minutes of the first quarter. I forgot which game it was, but they had like 17 turnovers in like 2 minutes just back and forth.
I think it was the first one. I think it was Pelicans. No, it wasn't Pelicans. Was it Pelicans?
I'm not sure.
It was the very first game. I think it was Brooklyn or some shit. But yeah,
just
it was
back and forth turnovers.
Oh, no, it was Clippers and
some Magic?
Yeah, I think Clippers and Magic. It is ugly, bro.
See, here's what I see is I see from what I've taken, I've only watched a few games. You know, and I'm not a Laker fan by any stretch, not even close. But the Lakers look like they have the chemistry and they have the culture. because anytime someone makes a play, you know, everybody's hyped up off the bench. And it gives me the same vibe as those Warriors teams from, like, 2014-15 to 2018. Like, I get that same vibe. I haven't seen these other teams, like, these other potential, you know, championship teams really play. But like I said before, I feel like the open gym type teams are going to win, like Boston, the Clippers, Milwaukee. But the Lakers are going to be there just off of the fact that I feel like their culture is strong and I feel like they play hard. Because dudes are playing hard on defense. Like, J.R. Smith was out there working, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Lou Williams, what'd he do?
Hey, hold on, sorry to interrupt.
Breaking news.
Breaking news right here. Okay, so the NBA just released a statement. They're investigating Lou Williams' activities during his excused absence from the bubble. Williams told NBA security that he went to Magic City Gentlemen's Club for a short time Thursday night. My man had to go bust quick.
Yeah, I mean, look, Lou Williams used to a certain lifestyle. He got two girlfriends. So, like, he, you feel me? He might have a high set. He couldn't be, you know what I'm saying? Pornhub only does so much for a man.
Well, plus, you're in another, I mean, you're down, I think they're in the same, like, room. Are they in the same rooms together, or they have?
I think they have. I think they have their
own. No, everybody has their own.
Okay. So he's in there by himself.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Sorry, my bad. Yeah, I thought that.
So everybody else is leaving for personal family reasons.
Yeah, and he told them that it was an urgent matter. yeah, that's an urgent matter.
First of all, that security is a snitch.
Yeah.
How you gonna snitch on this?
Well,
man,
why would you tell the security guard that? Like,
come on. What? And what if he was joking, and then that security guard just stirred up some whole shit.
Yeah, that's real. He could have been joking.
Like, maybe he didn't want to really tell him what he was doing. He's probably like, yeah, I'm about to go fuck some bitches at Magic City.
Honestly, bro, this is terrible. They need to suspend him for the whole playoff, bro.
So, yeah, right. So, look, I guess Jack Harlow or whatever, I guess he was with him at the Gentleman's Club.
Oh, shit. So they
Jack Harlow. Hey, Jack, you just got in the hood, but you finna get kicked out so fast, up, bro.
He's snitching, bro.
But, I mean, obviously, if Lou already snitched on himself. Yeah. It don't matter.
But it just says him partying. But you know what that means. He was probably at the Gentleman's
Club. Oh, he's done. They're going to make him at least 14 days.
You think? Well, he's going to miss the 14 for quarantine. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, not because if it was urgent family matters and they could track where you went, I think you only had to stay like 4 or 10 games or 10 days. But now that they knew he was partying, they're going to make his ass stay longer.
Yeah. I mean, but to be real, Lou will look ready to go anyway, so he'll be fine.
So, like, they might actually make him, to be real, they might actually make him, like, quarantine at home or whatever and then have a negative test and then come quarantine at the hotel. It's going to be – he might be out, like, 3 weeks, bro. I ain't going to hurt, but I think they'll be fine.
That's crazy. Lou will out here fucking.
Fucking the chat.
Right. Yes. So, anyways, what team looked the most ready to y'all? Like, what do you – like, just off the first week? Of course, we don't know
Lakers
for sure.
Now. I mean, I haven't seen the Clippers.
I'm just going to say that Ben Simmons hit a three, so it's game over, nigga.
Yeah, but bro, yeah.
He shot a couple.
But, so. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with Tyler because I don't see – like, as much as the Clippers, they're dope. They're talented as fuck. Probably the most deepest roster in the league. But I don't see that that camaraderie. Like, they don't all look like they like each other. Like
the Clippers,
yeah. Because I remember early in the season, there was kind of reports saying that Lou Williams, Pat Bev, and Montrez were kind of upset the way the special treatment that George and Kawhi were getting.
Load management.
Yeah, yeah, and the special treatment well, and how fucking... everything was built around them. And it's like, I mean, see, LeBron, LeBron obviously didn't get that. He was playing all the fucking time, so leading by example. But
I'll tell you this, though. The Clippers, I mean, they don't really have a whole lot of championship experience. They got Doc and they got Kawhi.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kawhi's in a different situation than he has
been. I mean, George has been around. He's been in the big games, but not you're right, not that big.
Did he make the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Against Braun, right? Yeah. So, I mean, he's had his moments, but, I mean, we're not going to talk about OKC when he dropped 5 points in a, you know, clinching game. So, I mean, we don't know what we're going to get from Paul George. I think the other team to keep in mind is Boston. I really like Boston, bro. And I think it's because they all play hard. Same culture aspect. Brad Stevens is a genius. He's the next Greg Popovich. And they just play like they really love the game. And I think that's going to get them pretty far. I don't know if they'll beat Milwaukee, but I guarantee that's going to be a fucking game.
Yeah, the Celtics scare me as a Sixers fan. They always do. Like, just because they're always good, no matter fucking what, bro. It doesn't make sense.
So do you really truly believe the Sixers can make it, or are you just like being biased right now?
I'm being biased, and also,
like, what's your realistic expectation for the Sixers?
Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
At least
against who? Milwaukee or Boston?
I think Toronto could beat Boston.
Bro, Toronto scares me. I don't know
That's a team right there.
The most complete. I mean, obviously, it's only been a couple scrimmage games, but they so far look like the most complete team, bro.
Because they play as a Toronto team.
I just don't believe in Kyle Lowry, bro. Like, I've never. I mean, he's good. He's a good player, but he was the one that carried them in the finals.
Yeah, in the finals, the last two games, it was him and Van Fleet. Eastern Conference Finals,
he didn't do shit.
But who are they going
to Kawhi against? Leonard, bro, to be real, was not doing shit the last couple of games in the finals, bro.
Van Vliet balled the fuck out,
too. It was Pascal Siakam a lot, too. Yeah. But yeah, Van Vliet did. So, if the matchups stay the same right now, it would be Miami and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference. Well, the Philly's the sixth seed right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they could jump up. Depending on how they do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, the top teams is Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, Miami, and I would say Philly. So, you got four teams that are really in the race in the East. I think it comes down to, like, between Boston and Toronto and then Milwaukee and Philly. So, between those games. And then the Western Conference Finals. Do we believe in Denver? Do we think Denver can make a push?
I don't know if it's just because we haven't been able to watch basketball lately, but, like, a lot of teams just look nice, bro.
Yeah, they do, but I feel like Denver don't have an answer for guys like Kawhi and LeBron.
But even, like, Nurkic coming back for the Blazers look look hella good, bro.
I feel like Denver has to wait at least 1 to 2 more years before they're a serious series.
But I still think they need a wing player, like a star wing player. Like, I know Jamal Murray's nice, but I feel like they need a guy – like a Kawhi type dude or like a George or somebody.
They're
like
only
that.
One game and a half behind the Clippers though at the 2 seed. So I mean,
I can see the Clippers dropping because of the whole. But honestly, does seeding even matter? Because there's no home court advantage. I mean, it may help you to avoid the Lakers till the Western Conference Finals.
I think that's why seeding does matter. Because it's who you play.
That's the whole thing now. It's a more strategy of like.
Yeah, it ain't really
who can we avoid in this shit?
But if you're the Clippers, you're gonna have to see the Lakers regardless. So it's like.
Okay. Yeah, but if I'm going to play the Lakers, I'd rather play them in the Western Conference Finals than the second round.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more on the line. Like, dudes are going to really be out there playing. But think about it. If I have to play the Lakers in the second round and I beat them, like, I just use all my emotion and shit. Now I got to go to, like, this other team who might not be as good. But fuck, all our emotion and energy, everything invested last series.
But also, you could just be so confident after that shit. Like, bro, we beat the Lakers.
But also,
but it could come back and bite
you
in the ass.
But it could benefit too, because if you face the Lakers earlier, that means you'll be fresher. As opposed to going through a couple. What if you go through a couple nasty series and you get to the Western Conference Finals and you're beat up?
Yeah.
So that has its ups and downs. I don't fucking
know. Do you guys got any sleeper teams in like the East or the West? Like teams that, you know, they're not as high profile, but
I'm saying the Blazers are sneaking in, getting the 8th seed, bro.
Think so?
I'm calling it right now.
They're only three and a half games back, it looks like.
Who?
The Blazers.
No way.
They're sneaking in. I feel like Memphis.
Pelicans.
I feel like Memphis is going to lose Pelicans 5 games.
And let me tell you why. They showed did you see the Pelicans schedule who they're playing?
Yeah, they have. That's why they're in there, because they're playing weak ass teams.
Yeah, bro, they're playing garbage ass teams. So it's like.
Yeah.
And a Portland schedule is wild. I think they have to play the Lakers one more time. They play like Clipper. They play hard ass teams. So I think by default. I mean, honestly, I think Grizzlies might hold on.
They're going to hold on to it? I feel like the Grizzlies.
But I think there's a play-in, right? If you get in within 2 games, there's a play-in to get in.
I'm going
to
say this. My sleeper teams from each conference, I'm going to go Miami in the East.
Yeah, that's mine, too.
I think Miami can really do something. They got shooters, bro. Yeah.
Oh, so
shooters.
You're talking about teams that are already in the seeding? Or
that could possibly make it to like a Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like they're just going to surprise
me. Honestly, it would not surprise me if Miami goes to the finals, bro.
I would go.
I think niggas need to put some more respect on the East. Yeah, to be real,
the East is pretty good. Even the Pacers are not bad.
And honestly, the fact that the Sixers are the Sixers. It's crazy because like it seemed like LeBron left and now the East got stronger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it's just because he just made them look bad or what the fuck, but
no, I think the Eastern teams.
Well, I mean,
they're better now.
They've just been drafting first round draft picks, so they're just building up.
But in the West, I mean, Luka, bro, he scares me. I think Dallas can be, you know, I don't think they could win.
I think it would, like, okay, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I really wouldn't surprise, say, the next 5 years, they're like a 1-3 seed every year. Yeah. Like, they're going to be fucking legit, bro. But if they get another player.
If you can, so first round matchup, potentially, you can get Dallas and Denver. Dallas can win that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a given, but Dallas could. I mean, they'll be right there. But if they play the Clippers, I don't see them beating the Clippers. No way. They don't have enough firepower.
Yeah, that's probably.
Luka would have to go like 35-10.
But he does that.
He does. He's nice, bro.
And KP's looking good too. Like Kristaps Porzingis, Boban's hard to deal with.
Yeah, bro, Boban was out there killing the other day.
I wish he was still in the Sixers, bro. He splashes three. Like
they got the LeBron stopper on their team, Barea.
out there still killing, bro.
But there was another thing that they came out with. They said all 30 teams in the league are going to have the Jumpman logo First on their all, jerseys next year.
That's trash.
The GOAT logo.
That's logo. Trash.
It's not trash, bro. Honestly, the Jordan logo just makes it more clean.
That's obviously a deal that they did with Jordan. I wonder how much money. They needed money for this bubble thing, and I feel like that's...
I think what it was... That's not a
conflict of interest?
Oh, Domino's here, bet.
Pull it up.
I think
it's contactless anyway.
Cool. I think that what are we talking about? Domino's just showed up with our pizzas.
Yeah, so that's how we're thinking about it. Actually, you know, fuck this podcast. Really. All
right, that's it. We were talking about the logo. So yeah. I think it's on just one logo for each jersey for each team. So like each team has one jersey that they're gonna have the logo on.
Are they going to have specialized jerseys?
Oh, you know damn well LeBron ain't wearing that shit.
LeBron's wearing it, bro.
He's
still part of Nike.
He's not wearing that shit. Still part of Nike. LeBron ain't wearing that garbage.
He's wearing his daddy's logo on his jersey just to know who's the real GOAT. Because LeBron's logo will never be on a jersey.
Does LeBron have a logo? This is the king thing?
It's the
LB king. It's going to have an 8 on it, bro, for 8 straight finals. But go ahead,
you got to win them to get them.
So the NFL, they're not going to have a preseason. That's part of the agreement, right?
Thank God.
Part of the agreement for this COVID bullshit that they came together for?
Yeah, so the NFLPA and the NFL, they agreed to, I think they agreed to some type of testing, COVID testing, so that way the players are always knowing that they're negative or they're positive.
How are they going to pick their teams?
What do you mean?
Because preseason is how they... You know, make last minute cuts and shit.
Yeah, that's gonna, really gonna be tough for. It's just gonna be basically in camp.
Yeah, it's gonna be an extended camp, I think. But I mean, it's probably better.
So are they cutting preseason and then but they're using the rest of that time for camp, or is it just 4 weeks are cut out and you're just starting the shit 4 weeks earlier?
They're still gonna start it when they're
still,
supposed to start.
Yeah, they're still gonna start later.
So they just have 4 extra weeks.
Yeah, they're gonna have 4 extra weeks to practice.
I think it's better though. I mean, how many people do get injured in preseason, and how many people actually play in preseason?
And a lot of people been wanting for years to get rid of preseason. Anyways, a lot of players are like,
if you don't watch the first like 6 minutes of the first quarter, you're not seeing any stars anyway. You know, so what's really the point? Yeah. It's more for the dudes like that are on the bubble or trying like about to get cut. Yeah. Like you really got to prove yourself.
So the fans, it's still up in the air, huh? Because I know some teams have already ruled that there's not going to be no fans.
I think it depends on
Giants and Jets already said no fans.
Well, they need they
Eagles. I think said no fans. There's like a few teams that already said no.
Well,
fans.
I think the Chargers by default don't have any fans, so I think we don't have to worry about the Chargers. And you see what Peyton said about that?
No. Yeah,
he said.
What's it going to be like playing no fans? He said you'd have to ask the Chargers.
I did see that. He said I wouldn't know. You'd have to ask the Chargers. That shit is true.
Remember when I only know this because the Niners. Yeah, every time the Niners play the Chargers over, that over there, it's all red, bro. Yeah. It's crazy.
Same with the Raiders.
The Raiders, the Raiders. Yeah. They were even. Not as good. I think the Chargers won those games, but the Raiders had more fans. It's like, come on, man. But the big news, Jamal Adams to the Seahawks, not the Niners, the
Boo.
Seahawks.
Hey, Jamal look, Adams, bro. Look, you're bro, trash look, now.
They're going to be great this year, even in the next couple years, but this does hinder them. They gave up a lot.
They did give up a lot.
Two first-rounders, a third-round pick, and McDougal, who's a solid safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not a bum. He's a solid safety. So it's like... Damn.
It makes sense for the Jets.
So you could have kept McDougal, but now it's going to limit the rest of the roster, which I'm happy for as a Niner fan. Because now you got Wagner on a big contract, Jamal Adams on a big contract, and Russ on his monster contract. That's basically half the salary cap. So the rest of the team is going to have to be on rookie contracts and a bunch of minimum dudes.
It's a big risk because, I mean, that shows they have hella faith in Russell, who does carry teams by himself. Yeah. He carried that team to a great record last year by himself.
Yeah, I feel like they feel like, okay, you but can carry the offense. But if he gets
hurt, knock on fucking wood somewhere.
Well, I mean, if he gets hurt, they're not going to win regardless.
Yeah.
Just like us as a Niners.
But I'm saying that's a huge risk you just took.
Yeah. I think if Jimmy gets hurt, we don't get.
Because they're relying on him to carry the whole offense.
So I feel like this move was for the Niners. I hate to say it. I think this move was for the Niners because you bring him in the box, you stop that run game, and now you force Jimmy to beat you.
I think this year is going to be a toll. I think Shanahan's going to be in his bag.
More Jimmy.
Yeah. And I think they were talking to him this year, and he said that there was a lot of limitations last year because it wasn't a lot of limitations because he just wanted to get Jimmy comfortable first year coming back from his ACL. Mm. And people don't realize this. Brady, his first year coming back from his ACL, played dog shit. Like, he was had a horrible year. And it took him, like, a full season to kind of get back. So I feel like, I think this next year, I think he's going to open up the offense a lot more.
Well, you got to think about Seattle, too, is, you know, who's still a free agent who just played for them is Clowney. So,
He got picked up.
I don't think they can get him now.
I think they still can.
With no, Adams? I thought he got picked up.
No, he's still a free agent.
Really?
Yeah, but if they're going to pay Adams,
I mean, it
unless
depends.
Unless they wait a year to pay Adams.
It just depends because if Clowney's like, okay, we got a squad, maybe I'll come back.
But Clowney's made it clear he wants his
bag. He wants his money, but I mean, think about it. Who's really going to give him that bag right now?
So the Seahawks got Adams now. They have Gordon coming back, probably more conditioned.
You said AB. Is that
AB?
You said AB.
Russell wants him hella bad.
To get him.
Could you imagine? Bro, that would be nasty.
It ain't going to matter because Sherman going to clamp.
Sherman's not clamping AB. I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
No,
you better go check the tape.
No, he's not. No way in hell, bro. AB's way too quick. Way too quick for Sherman at this age.
They're both the same age. Actually, Sherman might be younger.
Sherman has an Achilles, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. People don't realize this.
Sherman gave up
138-yard pass
football
in
IQ
the Super Bowl.
Just unmatched,
he gave up one pass in the Super Bowl, which, okay, he did. But at the same time, it's like that's all people remember. They don't remember that he was number one ranked corner the entire season.
Like, I mean, obviously, he's probably lost a step, of course.
Yeah, but he's still...
But like how we were talking about how you change your game for basketball when you play. It's like you're smarter now.
But how many cornerbacks are freak athletes and they're garbage? Because they don't have no IQ. Playing corner, a lot of it, bro, is IQ, and it's reading shit.
So that's
how he gets...
I didn't watch a lot of Niners games for the most part until really the playoffs. I watched a few, but...
those are great games to watch.
Did they play more zone or more man? Like, what is their concepts on defense?
Yeah, it's more zone.
More zone.
Well, it's more like we're gonna rush these our line on you no matter fucking what.
But when they blitz, they put them on an island, but... our pass rush just gets there so fucking quick.
Yeah, so you gotta force on that.
But the dudes that killed us though is dudes like Murray.
Yeah,
running quarterbacks.
It's gonna be interesting in the NFC West next year, bro. Because I think the Rams at this point might be the worst team, and the Rams aren't bad.
They did lose a fuckload of people. I'm interested in how that plays out because they lost their best linebacker, their best pass rush. Well, not obviously other than Donald.
They lost Matthews.
They lost the running back. They lost Brandon Cooks. They lost...
For some reason, I just think they might be better than they were last year. And it's just because of, like, some of those dudes were distractions. I feel like Gurley was a distraction, and it's not him, but it's, like, the media around him.
Is it where Atlanta now?
Yeah. He's at Atlanta now. Which Atlanta might be decent next year as well.
See, Atlanta trips me out, bro, because they have the talent to literally go, like, 12-4, 13-3.
And then
they're, like, fucking... garbage some years, and then it's like the next
it's
year.
It's just crazy how they had the same defense they had the year before, and they just totally toasted. Just like what the well, fuck
they,
happened?
Nah, this year they lost like half their defense injuries though.
They were injured, they don't have an offensive line either. Yeah. I think that's one thing that is.
Their receiving core might be, bro. You can argue it's like top three or even the best in the league with Ridley and Julio. Shit,
yeah,
that's wild.
Colts won the Super Bowl.
They lost Hooper, huh? Yeah. But I was like, with Hooper hit too, so
yeah. He snuck that in there. The Colts are not making the
Colts
playoffs.
Are going to the Super Bowl. All right, so we're talking about the Washington football team now.
Yeah.
Which,
I'm going to give me some gear, bro, because I hella want a shirt that says team.
Yeah.
Did you say did you see
football.
That?
Football on the front,
Ron
team
Rivera
on the back.
He says he has the first gear or some shit.
Should
just
said team on the back, bro.
I'm going to tell you this. No one, not even, well, they're not Redskins no more. Not even the Washington faithful are buying Washington football team gear. I don't give a fuck, bro.
What's temporary, right? Until they figure out.
Yeah, but how long? You know, and someone said.
What's the rush of picking that name right now? Like, if you're not ready, then just don't fucking put a name out there.
But like what Max said, I think Ahmed, you said that right. What Max said, he said that you've had all this time. You knew it was controversial the last 3 to 4 years. You knew this was coming eventually. Everybody knew this was coming. you've had all this time to plan and figure out names, get, you know, resources and kind of ask around what would work, and now you come up with blank and you go American football or the Washington football team. Like, come on, man. You got to give us something.
That just goes to show, like, yeah, that's the most trash organization in sports, bro. They're just ass.
Yeah.
Like, but shout out Raiders. Y'all still trash, too. But go ahead.
Yeah. But one thing, too, is I saw that Alex Smith was fully cleared.
Yeah, he's coming back, right?
So what do you do now?
Haskins might have to sit his ass down because Alex Smith's still a dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you do now? Because you have Haskins.
Haskins played like shit,
in Ron Rivera's system, with that pass rush, you realize Washington has... They follow the Niners' footsteps. They have 5 first-rounders on their D-line now. Mm-hmm. So they got Arakpo. They got Chase Young now. They got... Bro, they got a squad.
They still got Kerrigan or no?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kerrigan. Or is Arakpo even there still? I know they got Kerrigan. Yeah. But anyway, they got a dog-ass defensive line. So they don't need much on offense. They got AP in them. But shit, bro. Ron Rivera's
the defensive... They got Geis.
Yeah, guys.
Guys, bad.
Man, if he can stay healthy.
Seems like he gets hurt every fucking week. Yeah, bro.
Well, hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah, that's why.
So, yeah, bro. So, shit, they might be nice next year.
See, here's the thing, though, is like when you make them the.
Jordan Reed can't stay healthy either.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you make them. When you announce, like, we're going to be the Washington football team, like, that just shows, like, you know, you're not going to win shit this year. Like, if you knew, like, you were, like, a Super Bowl or, like, a playoff contender. You're giving them a name, you know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, football is wild, bro, because, look, I'm a Niner fan. And if 2 years ago, before this past season started, you told me the Niners were going to be in the Super Bowl, I would have laughed and said, you're fucking crazy. There's no way Niners are going to be in the Super Bowl. We won fucking 4 games last year.
Yeah.
And then we were in the fucking Super Bowl and should have won. So it's like, anyway. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we should have fucking won. So it's like, damn. Like, you never fucking know, bro. It's like, sometimes... Like, sometimes you just clicks. Like, Shanahan and Jimmy and all them, they just clicked. And who knows, bro? Ron Rivera might step in. And then, bam, you never know. So, but, I mean, I seriously doubt them do, but...
Well, every year, there's like 2 or 3
I guarantee you they'll be a lot better. They're not going to be as trash as they were last year.
Every year, there's an 11-5 team that went, like, 4-12 last
Titans.
Year. You know?
Like, the Titans. They went all the way to the AFC title game.
The Titans. And then, like, when the Rams first came on, the Niners first came on... there was a couple other teams. Like, maybe the Bengals will be better.
The only team that just can't seem to figure out, no matter what they do in stack talent, is the fucking Browns, bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it, bro. Like, you
Browns and the Cowboys.
Browns and
the Cowboys are consistently, you know, average.
Consistently mediocre.
At least they're consistent, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to the Cowboy fans out there. I don't know if
you're listening. Or not. Let's play. Fuck y'all, Nate. No, I'm playing.
Right.
No, I'm not playing. Fuck y'all.
Most delusional fan base in all of sports.
Besides the Raiders, shit. Raiders think they're going to the Super Bowl every year.
But see, look, here's the difference between the Raiders and the Cowboys.
Yeah, Raiders
fans, right?
Accept it.
Yeah, like
I've
Raiders,
talked to
Raiders.
They're realists, bro.
Yeah, they'll say, yeah, Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl, but like, they know they don't mean that.
They know they're trash. Like, Cowboy fans deadass really believe, bro, that they're going to fucking win every fucking year. And it's like, God damn, back when Quincy Jones was our quarterback. Was his name Quincy Carter or Quincy Jones or something?
Quincy Carter.
Quincy
Jones is a legendary producer.
Oh, shit. Well, anyways, but yeah, bro, back then. Like,
see, but I think why that is the Cowboys always have a lot of talent.
Yeah.
The Raiders don't necessarily always have the talent, but the Cowboys do.
Imagine
they have
those all that talent and expectation just to go 8-8.
Yeah. Or 9-7.
They lost to Carson Wentz, and speaking of B. Will's favorite term, janitors. They lost the fucking Carson Wentz and a bunch of janitors, bro. Like, Carson Wentz literally had no one. Like,
yeah.
And he beat the fucking Cowboys. We're like, come on. Like, and Dak wants $45 million.
I think Mike McCarthy will help that out, though. I think they might get over.
I'm kind of curious, bro, because I want to see this shit. I want to see how much of Aaron Rodgers' success was Mike McCarthy. I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is talented as fuck. But we're going to see. What if McCarthy all these years was really a fucking dog? And this year he goes to the Cowboys and they're in the fucking NFC title game. It's like,
it's possible.
But I mean, the Packers won 13 games without McCarthy, so.
Well, that's real too. But it wasn't really Rodgers this year. It was more their run game and their defense and shit, so.
Yeah, they had a better roster.
It was a different, it was a run-heavy team. But it's like, yeah, man. I mean, I know a lot of people dogged McCarthy all those years. Oh, he's trash. Aaron needs a better coach. But it's like, for a while, he was an offensive genius, bro. He was like.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of like Shanahan coming up. When McCarthy was younger. That when they won that 10th Super Bowl, he was like a young offensive-minded coach. And then
I just feel like he didn't really change his coaching style at all. Like, he kind of – like, because, you know, a lot of coaches, they evolve you know, yeah. as you go. I feel like McCarthy just stuck to his old ways, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers was trying to progress, you know, more. I don't know. I just feel like it didn't work. They didn't get along, and...
Or Aaron Rodgers is not a winner, but go ahead.
Who knows? You know? We don't know.
Yeah, bro. I guess that kind of wraps up sports, unless y'all got anything else.
But yeah, speaking of excuses, I want to since you're talking Packers, I know you talk about LeBron having hella excuses, but you don't. But you're fine with having all these excuses for Aaron Rodgers, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah, because
what excuses do I have for Aaron Rodgers?
Because you still call him a GOAT, but you make all these excuses
he
for him.
He is a GOAT.
I like, he doesn't have help, he doesn't have this, he doesn't
I've
have
never coach. Said that. I've always said he had help. That's B. Willie.
No, about. But you know, comparing him to Brady, you say that Brady's always had more help, Brady's always had... Like, I just...
Well,
you can,
no, my
you
thing,
can argue that Aaron Rodgers has had more offensive help.
My thing is first of all, in the NFL, coaching matters. And it does. I guarantee, bro, Belichick is... He gets... More credit,
but
than
I do, but person. I do think Brady's football IQ is so much more, and when, I think that's what separates him from me.
I remember there was a time, I think it was like when I really knew Brady was like that dude, and I'm sure a lot of people thought beforehand, but when he went to Denver, I think it was at Denver, and I think they were playing Peyton Manning and the Broncos, and they were down, and he led a 2-minute drive, and he hit Gronk on like 3 fucking balls that I've never seen completed, yeah. bro. And it was just the clutch gene he had. Yeah. And I think they ended up winning that game, going to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they won or not. Yeah. But I know Brady's legit. But I do know that having a Hall of Fame coach who might be the greatest coach of all time,
I agree.
Having that combined with a great quarterback, it's unfair.
No, it is.
Like, you can plug anybody
but
else
also,
in your position.
How much of that Patriots success is Brady's IQ and him knowing when to make the right play, when to check it down, when to not force a throw, when to not wait for the big play like Aaron loves to do. Because he loves to hold on to the ball. Like against the Niners, bro.
But,
I was at the NFC Championship game, and I would see Aaron Jones in the flat, 8 yards every play. And he just disregarded it because he was looking down, and he gets a sack. So it's like those are the little things that Brady doesn't do. So he takes whatever you give him, he's going to take it.
But that's more system too, though, because the Patriots system is get the ball out in 0.5 seconds. See, the Packers, it could be, and this is our first year with Matt LaFleur, so who knows if their system is like dink
this
and dunk, or
just,
is it is
see,
it
Mike McCarthy
play?
Ran a West Coast offense, too, which is a lot of check down, and that's probably why they bumped heads, because he didn't want to hit a 5-yard out route. He didn't want to hit that. It's like, you got to make the right, at the end of the day, it's about making the right play.
I think when we talk about Aaron Rodgers and GOAT status, I think we talk about
his
more
physical talent
of his talent.
I agree.
And I agree, up until
I seen Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers is probably the most physically gifted quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
No, I'm agreeing.
I'm not arguing with that. Yeah. But see, what I try to tell B. Will is
Steve Young,
being a quarterback isn't just about physical ability. Because if that was the case, Michael Vick would be the GOAT. You know what I mean?
Facts,
it would be.
Yeah.
It's about your IQ. It's about being a leader. It's about all that. And I think, and that's why I love Pro Football Focus, bro, is because they break all of that shit down. They break out. If you ever watch how they evaluate shit. Okay, say when you miss a guy open and you go for another throw and he was open, okay, they dig you for that. They evaluate literally every fucking thing, and that's why Brady is rated so high.
But you got to think the Pro Football Focus shit, bro. The fact that, I mean, what was the Falcons record last year? 5-11 or some shit?
I'm not even sure.
It was weak. But the fact that Matt Ryan was up there
that was over the last 5 years. And if you look at the numbers, the last 5 years, Matt Ryan's numbers are better. It's not even close.
Okay, so what's the difference between Matt Ryan then and Matt Ryan now? Shanahan. So it's coaching matters, bro. Like,
well, no, I mean, shit, bro. Ryan last year still had a great year. And if anybody that played fantasy knows that.
I wouldn't say
because he was balling. He had a solid year.
For a good quarterback,
and this is what so would you take Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
If I'm all right, so
right now or just
like just
right
overall now? Quarterback, just as an overall quarterback, not just talent, not just overall quarterback, and as just a leader, everything, just overall. I'm taking Tom Brady, bro.
I'm probably taking Rodgers.
I'm taking Tom Brady.
Because here's the real question.
With the hope that he'll listen
and
to the
coach. I'm asking you this question because I know your answer already.
Go ahead.
If you put Aaron Rodgers on the Patriots and you take Tom Brady out all those years, what happens?
I think they win a couple rings. I think maybe 2 or 3 rings. I don't think they win all 6.
Brady won 6, right?
Yeah, I don't think they win 6.
I don't know, man.
I don't think they win 6. And let me tell you why. Aaron Rodgers, bro, has proved to be
at times uncoachable. And
if but it's Belichick.
Exactly.
Brady and Belichick butted heads all the time. Exactly. But they still won.
But Brady embraced him though a lot. And they didn't start bumping heads to the last few years. Yeah. After he had already won six fucking Super Bowls.
Because he wanted Jimmy G. You know what I mean?
So it's like, bro, if Mike McCarthy, who was not even like a strong figure, like not a big presence like Bill is, you don't think Bill's gonna throw that motherfucker out the room or try to trade him or like try to bench him?
He's the best quarterback in the league at that point.
I mean, not bench him, but I don't know, but he's gonna do what he's told. Well, otherwise,
it's just like Robert Kraft, bro.
I don't think they win six, bro.
When Belichick supposedly wanted Jimmy, I think it was Jimmy, right? Jimmy G to start. Uh-huh. Okay, Robert Kraft was
see. That's when they started beefing, and they Belichick and Brady were amazing up until that, and that's when they started beefing. And it's like,
but I'm saying Robert Kraft wouldn't put up with the bullshit if Belichick was like, hey, I don't fuck with Aaron Rodgers, we need to trade him. Robert Kraft would be like, fuck you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he would. Fuck yeah, he would.
I don't think so. I think he would trust Belichick just like he did now, and he let Brady go, who had just won him six bowls, and he still trusted but Belichick.
That's different. He won him six bowls. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
And honestly, I think it was he did it because he knew Brady wanted to go, so he was like, all right, you can go. But I still think, like I said, I still think because you have to be a leader. You have to be a great teammate. And a lot of those things have been questioned by Aaron. But
I'm going to say this. Andrew Luck would have been the greatest quarterback ever if he continued. But
oh, see, somebody like Andrew Luck, who's obviously, he's a great leader, he's a great dude. He's a great teammate who fucking, he even gives dudes props on the other team when they hit him.
He helps line up after the sack. Saying?
That type of dude with that talent, no doubt he might have won eight Super Bowls with Belichick. But what I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers has the physical talent. But I don't think he's the brightest dude, bro. I don't think he sees shit like his, I don't know, from what I see.
So he kind of plays more like home run, like
exactly,
backyard football.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Like he's physically gifted as fuck. And there'd be like a open dude, but he's like, you know, fuck that. I can hit that dude down there for 20 more yards. And it works sometimes. It's like, fuck, he made a badass throw. But at times, it's like, man, he should just hit that dude, got the first down, and then kept going. We could have won. It's like, yeah. All right. Let's move on.
All right, so speaking of people that are gonna die, not playing,
or already dead, actually.
She might be dead already, actually. So, wow, wait, we're not even on that party. I'm thinking of something else.
Man, this man trying to stir shit, man. First of all,
what I said right now.
Oh,
so I put in the group chat, I said, Boomer just said Andrew Luck would have won eight Super Bowls with the Patriots, but Aaron Rodgers would have won three. I know B Will's gonna come in.
Now, the text bubble finna be bubbling for like 20 minutes right now.
But so we got Epstein, right?
Yeah, so the son of the judge that was on the Epstein case was murdered at home, and her husband was also shot. So this Epstein shit just keeps unraveling more and more and more, and it's just getting deeper and deeper. So it's like, and they caught the dude that the you know, suspect supposedly killed himself?
Yeah, so what happened is this judge got put on Maxwell's case, I believe four days before this happened. So this is really recent. You know, the judge gets put on this high profile case, and you know, the Epstein and Maxwell and all them, they're powerful. Okay, so they have a lot of influence. So what happened is the judge has a family. She has her, the husband, and a son who's, I think he was like, you know, a little older. They were all at their house, and some dude just comes over dressed up like a UPS, I think, or FedEx driver, comes over there, gets in, and literally he kills the son first. He shoots to kill the husband, but only shoots him. But the main target was the judge. Didn't get the judge, though.
But then the report came out and said that the main target was her husband. Bullshit.
Which doesn't make sense, but supposedly this guy who was a UPS driver was a men's activist, a men's rights
FedEx driver.
Well, he wasn't even a FedEx driver, was he?
Yeah,
he was dressed as one.
He was dressed up as one. So I mean, this just shows you, like, these powerful people that are rich and famous and everything, it's like, if they don't want to get caught, like, they're getting to a point where they're making it completely obvious. Like, they're out here just shot calling, like, hey, we got to kill this person because I know.
And y'all know me, I'm not big into conspiracies, But I do believe this one just because it's so fucking like there's no conspiracy about it. It's like openly. Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's open. Like it's literally happened over and over and over.
Here's the thing though is like even though they're doing it right in front of our face and we know, like they killed the killer, so like that you can't even question to try to break them. It's
and they're gonna try it again. They're gonna try it again. It's gonna happen.
It's not gonna stop, bro.
But of course the shooter commits suicide,
and they'll just make it seem like oh maybe somebody from Epstein's family is doing it against the government. Fuck out of here.
I really truly believe that this has been a problem, like the child stuff, the either the pornography or you know child sex molestation, sex, all that shit, bro, with the high profile people. But it's just like it's slowly coming out now, and dudes are just trying to cover their back. And I don't think it was just Maxwell, and I don't think it was just Epstein.
Oh, for sure.
But it's just like. Imagine all the people we don't know about.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
What if it's like dudes we fuck with?
It could be like Jerry Jones.
What if it's like Will Smith or somebody? Yeah, like,
definitely
I hope
Jerry
not.
Jones.
I know, but what Jerry if it's Jones. Like dudes we like and like Will Smith or somebody like that? And you'll be like, fuck, nah.
Yeah, a lot of these Hollywood people are fucking weird,
it's
bro.
Scary, bro. It's like, what if it's them and we've been like idolizing them our whole life?
I think I was reading like Hollywood was shut down right now or something.
They're
like
saying that Will Smith was on Epstein's flight log. I mean, I know the flight, I don't know what the flight log means. It could just mean that they just.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I feel like Will Smith. I can't
they just feel like they basically want to cancel everybody on that flight.
They had Chris Tucker on there too, right? Yeah, he went somewhere. But it's like if you don't, if someone invites you, like, hey, let's come to this island. Like, you're like, yeah, I'm down. But you don't if you don't know.
If you don't know, but
you might pull up and be like, oh, what the fuck?
I think it was the Clintons too, because I mean, we talk about the emails with you know how Trump's always trying to expose the emails. What if those emails are some shit related to that?
Now, I think that was all Benghazi shit.
But that would expose Trump, too.
We don't know, though. Yeah. But would it expose Trump? What if Trump knows that Hillary is crooked about that? What if Trump knows that Bill Clinton was over there, you know, doing the same things Epstein was?
I think they were all chilling. I think all the niggas was chilling over there.
And one conspiracy is like, okay, Bill Clinton was doing all these things, but Hillary was trying to run, so she was like, I got to make sure I cover this shit up so I don't look bad, because that gets put on her. So, I mean, we never know. At the end of the day, we'll never know.
Hopefully it all comes out and we get it over with. But a dude that's been on his own line is Kanye fucking West. Yeezy. Crazy motherfucker.
Kanye.
That dude's nuts, bro.
He said...
I'm tired of people giving him passes. I don't want to hear about that mental health bullshit. Because, listen, even if he is sick, which hopefully he's getting it taken care of, there's people that are, like, really mentally ill, bro. And they don't just use that as an excuse. You know what I mean? Like, there's people that are just really...
I think he is mentally ill for sure.
I think he is too, but it's like, at times, I think he does it... I don't know, bro. Yeah.
I think he doesn't know how to articulate what the fuck he's trying to say. Because, like, that Harriet Tubman shit he said was stupid as fuck.
Yeah, bro.
But if he would have... I mean, the clip that... Because we only saw that clip, and they didn't show the rest of it, of course, would kind of explain what he's trying to say.
See what he was trying to say, supposedly?
Yeah.
He's saying that basically you freed the slaves, but the black people were still not free because they went to go work for a white man. He doesn't know how to
word shit right at all.
But it's like they weren't slaves no more, technically, but they just went to go work for other white people. But it's like, at least they weren't slaves anymore. You just got to...
My thing with Kanye is like a music legend in my opinion. Like growing up, like he's
creative as fuck.
He's creative, but I think
he's
something
one of the most creative artists ever.
Something flipped a switch on him, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if it was like
because where was all this mental health and shit like 10 years ago, bro?
I mean,
like,
I think
cool.
It started when
his mom died. They're saying a lot of shit happened when his mom died. And then but once he really got with Kim, he started acting wild, bro. Like
that fucking Kardashian pussy does some shit, bro. It got Lamar Odom on crack. It turned Bruce Jenner to a fucking girl. You know what I mean? It ruins Ben Simmons. It almost ruined Ben Simmons' career, but he bounced back.
Yeah. See, I've been saying this, though. Like, if I'm a famous, like, really wealthy person, like, I feel like I'm not getting married. I feel like I'm never getting married because, like, the fact of the matter is almost all of them in a divorce. Almost all of them in child support where money's getting pushed around different ways.
You just have like a girl your whole life but not marry her.
Yeah, there's no point. Like for me, there's no point in getting married.
Just get married in church and don't fucking get married on paper.
Yeah. I mean, you could do something. I just feel like, bro, like too many of these marriages are built to like fail. Like, bro, Will and Jada,
because,
we thought that was forever.
No, think about this. Jim Carrey said this one time, bro. And it was genius. He said, look, whose fucking creepy ass decided one day, hey, I love you, let's get the government involved so you can't leave? Yeah, that, like, who the fuck decided that shit, bro? Weird to me too. Like what? Like who?
The... I think if it, like I think now it's more of like a pact. Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, like we're in this together. I trust you. You trust me. Let's.
Okay, spend but our why do we need the government to fucking?
I don't know.
Especially seeing how the dirty the government is.
Why does it cost money to be in a relationship?
It's just traditional.
Like you have to pay for like, marriage license.
Okay, say you're religious. You want to do it. Okay, that's fine. Go get married in the eyes of God. Right. You don't need the government.
That's how it was back in the day.
Yeah, you can get married in the eyes of God, and you're man and wife, and you're good. You don't need a fucking government telling you. And they do that, bro, so they can control everything, bro.
Yeah.
That's what's scary about it. And that even goes back, it's kind of off topic, but the, you know, the money, the paperless money, like currency and stuff. I mean, that's the same thing. The government
wants to control everything. I mean, you could just be out here like Tory and Meg, bro, Bonnie and Clyde shit, just fucking wilding, shooting each other, beating each other's ass.
Tory's 5'3", Meg's 6'3".
Yeah.
Look, bro, so, and I'm not trying to cap. I think really in a fist fight, I think Meg probably would fuck him up.
Oh, Meg would
like she's hella little, bro, so she could just have that ass just tackle him and beat his ass. So it's like maybe he really feels
she's a savage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like maybe like he was scared. What if he was like scared for his life, bro? Like maybe she was really beating his ass.
So the rumor was that they were actually they've been dating, right? Yeah. And then she started beating the fuck out of him because he was paying too much attention to Kylie or some shit like that.
Yeah, supposedly. Cause he like popped in between them and was kind of like showing.
Yeah, he looked like he thought I'm about to get a threesome tonight.
Yeah.
In that video, because he's like, hey, what's up? And she even maybe was like, get the fuck back, nigga. Like, the fuck you doing?
Kylie posted some shit the next day saying, "What a great day to be alive" or something on her caption or some shit.
I don't know.
I don't know if that was a shot or if that was just maybe she really felt blessed because she didn't end up getting in the car with them and Megan got shot at. Who knows?
She thought, thank God that Meg took that out on Tori and not me.
Yeah.
It sucks too because Tori was really coming up. When he started with this
quarantine
radio, like he was really on, bro.
He just got off his record deal, like he was about to be independent. Well, he's independent now. All the money's coming to him.
Everything was coming up and then he just decided to shoot a girl. Not a girl, Megan Thee Stallion.
Other artist, Logic retired. He had like an emotional, emotional thing on Instagram.
And that's sad for me, bro, because like Logic was always like
that rapper. Honestly, bro, he's one of the like I really hope he's happy because I know a while back his wife left him for unknown reasons.
Yeah.
And then, but thank God he got his big deal after she left. So, like, I think after she left, he signed, like, a $30 million contract.
He married a regular chick, too.
Yeah. Like. He got, like, a $30 million deal. So, it's like, oh, cool. At least she ain't going to get none of that money. You know what I mean? So, it's like...
So for me, growing up, Logic was always underground for a while. He was always, like, low-key. Like, he wasn't mainstream at all. And then I think he came out with... I forget what song he was on. But when he became kind of, like, famous is when... And you know he had a couple songs like that Suicide song he had was kind of
I think
like,
that's the one that propelled him.
Yeah.
Like, but he was always nice though. But he wasn't like mainstream. But his fan base was so big that like he was always a top streaming artist, like platinum, all that shit. Like he could fucking rap, bro.
He can, bro.
It's just, I think what happened and what sucks is because everybody's a critic, right? Of course, and like we don't think about that shit. Like, we talk shit about artists sometimes. Like, that shit was trash, but, like, you don't understand. That nigga thought, like, that shit was dope. And you're, like, hurting his fucking feelings. But I think a lot of the issues with him, too, was, like, people were kind of like, bro, stop rapping about the same shit. You keep rapping about being biracial. Like, rap about something else. But, like, that might have been his struggle. And it's like, if you don't want to be... And I ran through that shit, too, because you don't... When I used to rap, I try to make sure that I didn't fucking lie. Like, you can exaggerate shit to be like, yeah, I'm as dope as... Like, punchlines, but, like... Some people, like, it's hard to actually be truthful the whole time you're rapping. So, like, I run into that, too. Like, you run out of content to rap about. Right. You only have certain, like you can't rap about shooting niggas because you didn't shoot nobody.
Right.
Like, to me, like, that's fake as fuck if someone does that. Yeah. So, like,
lot of people do.
Yeah. Like, so he had no choice but to rap about whatever he was going through. And this last album that he came out with is fire. I listened to half of it. That shit's fire, bro. He's gassing. Like
He's always been lyrically gifted, bro.
Yeah, he's always been nice as fuck, but he always...
I think one thing about Logic is, one knock I would say on him is his flows kind of sometimes are identical. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like I think one of the albums he had, a lot of his flows were like the same tempo. Like, they were the same. And I think when he raps... He's really he reminds me of like the white Busta Rhymes, bro, because he could spit like really quick and throw hella words in there, but I mean he's a legend in my opinion. Like for me, I don't know for everybody.
So in this bag over here, I got our merch. We finally got some hip.
I'm trying to go eat pizza, bro. Just cut this man the fuck off.
Hey. Hey.
I knew it was coming. It's all right.
So
I'm hungry too, bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, so these hats, if y'all want some hats, y'all want some t-shirts, hit us up.
Yeah, we're going to do probably like three giveaways.
Yeah, we're going to do some giveaways on Instagram. So yeah, check that out. You're going to like the hats. They're dope. T-shirts are dope. I got mine on right now.
Yeah.
Check that out on the Beach World Pod. Hit us up in the DM.
We're gonna blow it big, bro.
All that.
We're gonna be on Fox Sports in 2 years.
Like, you could say, like, I got the original merch.
Yeah,
bro.
We gonna be on FS1 saying skip, 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 skip.
Yeah, and also Game of Thrones coming out with their shit 2020. I guess they're doing the fucking casting for it. What is it called?
I hope Daenerys is in there.
House of the Dragons. Yeah.
Daenerys Targaryen.
She's the queen of the dragons, right? So,
mother of dragons, motherfucker.
Anyways,
oh yeah.
All right, then, y'all.
Clippers, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Clippers in six.